Sachas Rias Bar Gimel Mishnah Zayim Avanim Shazaz Hamach Rishon. Stones that are in the ground will eventually be overturned by the plow. Oshali Mechusa Vinit Galus. Or you have stones that are covered up underneath the ground and became revealed. And the Eishbam Stein Shalmasu Ishnayim Shnayim Harieli Inalu. If among these stones you have at least two very large stones that would require two people to carry them, in such a case you can clear away all these stones during the year of Shvi'at, and it won't look like you're clearing them away in order to clear the land to plow and plant. And since you have two very large stones that are normally used for building, so it looks like you're taking away the stones not to clear the land, but because you need them for building, you can clear away all the stones, even the stones that are small, since you have two very large stones. Now, in the previous Mishnah, where you had a stone fence in your field, the Mishnah said that you need at least 10 stones that are very large in order to allow you to clear away all the stones. That's because the stone fence is attached to the ground. Therefore, it is more stringent. You need at least 10 very large stones in order to allow you to clear away all these stones. But these stones are loose stones, and therefore, if you have two stones that are very large, that would allow you to clear away all the stones, even the small stones. Hamasako answered that somebody who is clearing his field from the stones that are covering the field during the year is fit, but he doesn't have two very large stones among these stones, so he's not allowed to clear away all the stones. So it shouldn't look like he's clearing the land in order to plow and plant during the year of Shvi'at, which is awesome. He can only take the upper stones. He has to leave the stones that aren't touching the ground, and that way it will not look like he's clearing the land to plow and plant, since he left the stones that are touching the ground. The chain gargish will throw it. O gal shav on it. Naito is a yoyna is a mania. It's a no-go for it. So too, if he had a pile of pebbles or a heap of stones, the same halacha would be true if he wants to clear away the pebbles or the stones during the year of Shvi'at. He can only take the upper one, but he has to leave the stones or pebbles that are touching the ground, so it shouldn't look like he's clearing the stones and pebbles away so he can plow and plant. But if underneath a heap of stones or pile of pebbles, there's very rocky ground or there's straw covering the ground, in such a case, he would be allowed to clear away all the stones or all the pebbles. And it's obvious they're not taking away the stones or pebbles to plant underneath it, because the ground that's underneath it, you cannot plant it either because it's rocky or because there's straw covering. So therefore, you can take away all the stones or pebbles even during the year of Shvi'at. Sachas Shvi'at by Gimel Mishnah Chas. Ein bonim adrega apia geya era Shvi'at mishapasko akshomen. Mifnei shuhu mitakna le Shvi'at. One may not build steps. The edge of the valley in the year prior to Shvi'at, after the rain has stopped and the rainwater has gathered in the valley, and he wants to build steps at the edge of the valley to make it easier for him to draw water from the valley in order to water his field, one may not do so in the year prior to Shvi'at, after the rain has stopped, because it looks like he's building the steps in order that he can water the field during the year of Shvi'at. And after the rain season in the sixth year, it's no longer the time to water the field anymore on Eretz Shvi'at. So if it's building steps there, it must be, because he wants to make it easier for him to water the field during the year of Shvi'at itself. So therefore, he cannot build the steps there, even though it's not yet Shvi'at. But during the year of Shvi'at itself, he is allowed to build steps after the rain season is over, because then it appears that he's building the steps to water the field in the year after Shvi'at. And after the rain season is ended, no longer the time to water the field during the year of Shvi'at itself, so it doesn't look like he's building the steps in order to water the field in Shvi'at itself. Instead, it looks like he's building the steps so that he can water the field in the year after Shvi'at, so he would be allowed to build the steps in the year of Shvi'at itself. When the water gathers in the valley during the year of Shvi'at, and he wants to block off the water so that the water doesn't escape, he shouldn't block it off by putting stone and then putting dirt in between the stones. Because if he puts dirt in between the stones, it looks like he's blocking it off in order to water the field during the year of Shvi'at itself. Instead, he should just put stones one on top of the other without putting dirt in between. And that way, it doesn't look like he's blocking it off to water the field during Shvi'at. Instead, it looks like he's blocking it off to water the field in the year after Shvi'at. Call Evan Shu Yachal Lifshut if Yadu Velitla. Harezu Tinagal. Somebody who's building a fence or putting stones next to the valley in order to block off the water. And he needs stones for the fence or to block off the water. His ladder reach out and take any stone that's in his reach while he's building the fence. Even though we have said previously that a person may not clear his field from the stones that are in the field during the year of Shavuot, unless he has very large stones, because it looks like he's clearing the field from the stone in order that he can plant during the year of Shavuot. But in this case, if in the middle of building the fence or putting up stones in order to block the water, and he has stones within reach, even if those stones are very small, it doesn't look like he's taking those stones in order to clear the field. It looks like he's taking those stones in order to build the fence or to put the stones there to block off the water. So therefore, it would be mutter to take the stones within reach, even if those stones are very small.